If you hadn't heard of Milo Yiannopoulos before, you probably know who he is now. The self-described libertarian, gay, Trump-supporting provocateur was scheduled to speak at UC Berkeley last Wednesday. And according to the San Francisco Chronicle, over 100 faculty members had appealed to the Berkeley administration to cancel his appearance. Chancellor Nicholas Dirks declined, explaining that such an action would not be legally permissible or in keeping with Berkeley's commitment to free speech. They ended up canceling the event anyway after a largely peaceful protest turned violent and police hustled Yiannopoulos away for his own safety. UC Berkeley believes that most of the 150 or so violent demonstrators were not students, but a group of outside agitators who co-opted the protest. They threw rocks and Molotov cocktails at police, set fires, damaged cars and property, and assaulted and injured a number of people. The university strongly condemned the violence, and various students interviewed by news media expressed similar thoughts, although one, in expressing her disappointment that the protest had been hijacked, added that the point of the demonstration had been to either prevent Milo from speaking or to, quote, just say that we are not supporting what he has to say on campus, unquote. That latter goal is admirable, the first really disturbing, and it reflects a profoundly undemocratic sentiment, which is that if we don't like your opinions, we'll prevent you from expressing them. Defending Milo's obnoxious and frequently insulting speech may be an unsavory task, but it's precisely that content that makes the defense necessary. Constitutionally protected speech includes speech that offends, however much some people may think it shouldn't. And Noam Chomsky was correct when he said that if we don't believe in freedom of expression for people we despise, then we don't believe in it at all. What is concerning is that with any constitutional right, having it and being allowed to exercise it are two different things. Trying to silence people by banning them from campuses or shouting them down in public forums, or through any number of coercive means up to and including violence, is more than just an attempt to control what they say. By extension, it's an attempt to control what other people are allowed to hear. Sir Salman Rushdie, who knows a thing or two about the value of free expression, put it this way. The moment you say that any idea system is sacred, whether it's a religious belief system or a secular ideology, the moment you declare any set of ideas to be immune from criticism, satire, derision, or contempt, freedom of thought becomes impossible. And perhaps it's also worth remembering British author Neil Gaiman's observation that if you don't stand up for the stuff you don't like, when they come for the stuff you do like, you've already lost.